It's time for Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman of Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
This segment's Ask the Vet. Ryan, we're looking at the forage program, and you're here today to tell us all about forage inoculants and what are the best practices. Let's start with the importance of fermentation profiles.
Well, when we look at forage preservation, you know, it's arguably one of the most important things that a farmer's going to do every year, because in a short window of time, they harvest and put up forage that's going to last them for the next 12 months or maybe even longer. And one of the most important parts of putting that silage up, whether it's haylage or corn silage or grass silage or something else, is getting a good fermentation. And there's a lot of things that go into making a good fermentation. And there's certain things that we can control and certain things we can't. And I think it's important to focus on the things that we can control and then maximize that fermentation. So we're going to talk about, everybody understands the importance of fermentation, but I don't know if every farmer is looking at fermentation profiles. And that's, I think, an important thing. It's a test that can be run on silages to evaluate how well the fermentation was completed. And then we can glean things from there and say, you know, if there was some stumbling blocks, what do we need to do better next year? And one of the things we know that can really help a fermentation profile is the use of an inoculant. And there's a lot of different brands out there. Crystal Creek has a brand called Inoculoc, and it's a forage inoculant for forage preservation. Really, there's two workhorses in our inoculants. One is strains of bacteria that will help lower the pH to preserve the silage, and then the other one is enzymes. And not all inoculants out there have both bacteria and enzymes, and they both have different functions. We can kind of dive into why. The bacteria will use material in the feed to grow, and then they produce byproducts. Oftentimes those byproducts are lactic acids or other acids, sometimes acetic acid, and then those lower the pH of the silage, and that preserves it. Well, the enzymes actually help feed the bacteria so that they can work faster. The whole key to silage fermentation is speed. We want to get that pH as low as possible, as fast as possible. That's going to help us do things like retain dry matter, retain higher levels of protein, higher levels of sugar, and that just makes the feed more valuable to the farmer the faster it ferments. And so the enzymes can actually help pre-digest and open up some of the starches and substrates that are going to feed the bacteria so that they can actually grow faster, create more acids more quickly, and drop that pH of the silage faster and preserve it better. So that's the importance of the enzyme. I think the only way to have a complete inoculant on the market at this point is to have both a mix of bacteria and enzymes. And the mix of bacteria is important as well. In ours, we'll have bacteria that thrive at different pH ranges. So we'll have bacteria that we call like our early starters, and they work in a much higher pH range, maybe 6 or 7. And then we have our finisher bacteria, which work at a much lower pH range. So let's say between, you know, 4.5 and 4, maybe even a little below. And it's important to have a complete profile of bacteria that work at both the high pH ranges and the low pH ranges, because that way we consider it like a relay race. We have our first bacteria that runs the first leg, and they'll take the pH maybe from, you know, 7.5 down to 6.5, and then they'll get out of their range of activity and pH, and they might die. But as that 6.5 pH comes into play, another bacteria becomes activated, and then they get essentially the baton handed off to them. And they might drive the pH from, say, 6.5 to 5.5, and then they're outside of their range of activity, and they die off. But yet another bacteria is stimulated to become active at, say, 5.5, and they might drive it down to 4.5, and then they might die. And then the last bacteria will come in and maybe get activated around 4.5 and take it down below 4. And so that's kind of how we structure our inoculants and what we think is a good program for inoculants to not only have enzymes, but a profile of bacteria that start and are active at a higher pH and completely cover that pH range all the way through to a lower pH.
You know, through the years, you see people working hard planting and harvesting, and it's that middle part that is really crucial as well.
Yes, so much effort goes into that last step, and if that fermentation goes well, we're off to the races, and if it doesn't go well, we're stuck with that for 12 months. And it's just the inoculant to me is just such a small piece of almost like insurance to help drive that fermentation in a positive direction.
Thanks for the visit today, Ryan. Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
This has been Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, sponsored by Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.